Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. We're live and we have, let's go around the world in news. We'll do that right now. Just give you a quick update. UB Bulls men's team, they are just crushing Arizona State. What is it, 24 points? It's this thing's a walk away. UB Bull men's team, we're up 20 now. Yeah, they're going to win that one-handedly. The UB women's team is 10th ranked against Rutgers, 7th ranked, and that game is underway as well. That's about 7 minutes left in the game, and UB was down 5, and they just had a crazy comeback. Look, between the men's and the women's teams, there's not a basketball program in America, maybe UB's in the top 5, to have that competitive of a men's program and a woman's program. It truly is incredible. The women and the men are just, you know, they're lighting the world on fire. They just came back. They're up 1 point on Rutgers right now with about 5 minutes to go. So the UB women and the UB men are both up in their tournament games. Go UB. Great stuff. Hey, the Mueller report. We're going to have a live coverage after this program, 7 p.m. This is what everyone's been waiting for. And now it's all up to a man named William Barr. That is the Attorney General of the United States, Karen Travers, with ABC News. Here's her update.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement that what happens next with the report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller is up to Attorney General William Barr. But she added, quote, "We look forward to the process taking its course." Sanders said the White House has not received or been briefed on the Special Counsel's report, but the White House was notified before Congress that the report had been handed over from Mueller to Barr on Friday afternoon. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Well, it's been 22 months of covering this story. You're probably exhausted by it. Cecilia Vega of ABC News. This is what she had to say. How much coverage has the Robert Mueller investigation had? Well, check this out.
Practically every day, there has been a steady drumbeat of outrage from this president since day one, since this investigation was launched 22 months ago, really to the point of obsession. You know, the New York Times says that President Trump has blasted and publicly attacked the Russia investigation, Mueller's investigation, nearly 1,100 times. Those attacks in recent months have become angrier. They have become more frequent. They have become more personal. He talked about it in his State of the Union. He used profanity when talking about it to a group of conservatives recently.
Yeah, we get it. He's not a big fan. Who do he has more respect for, John McCain or the Mueller investigation? That's for you to decide. Jonathan Carl, ABC News correspondent. He is talking about the Mueller report and the fact, one thing we know, we don't know what's in the report. We don't know how big it is, but one thing we know, it's over, and that means no more indictments.
No more indictments coming from the special counsel, but remember, the special counsel has referred prosecutions to the Southern District of New York, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. There could be further indictments coming from there, but nothing more coming from the special counsel. They will close shop, ending a pivotal chapter in this investigation.
Well, actually, it ends the investigation, but that's neither here nor there. Karen Travers, submitted this story on what the president's attorneys, how they have reacted to the conclusion of the Mueller report. It's now in the hands of the Attorney General William Barr.
Attorneys for President Trump, Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani, said in a short statement that they're pleased that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has delivered his report to the Attorney General, and now it's up to William Barr to determine, quote, the next appropriate steps. Barr has said he'll provide as much transparency as possible. President Trump said this week he wouldn't mind if the report was released to the public, saying, quote, let it come out, let people see it. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Well, that's Karen Travers. One of the former attorneys for the White House was a gentleman by the name of Ty Cobb. He represented Trump. He was the head of the legal team of Trump at one point. And he was quoted. Here is Ty Cobb talking to ABC News about the investigation wrapping up.
It's good that it's over. I think ideally that'll end at least a lot of the wild speculation that's been going on with regard to alleged collusion and as to other individuals associated with the White House.
So that was Ty Cobb. He went on to say this about the investigation wrapping up.
I don't share the view that it was a witch hunt or a hoax, but I do think Bob did his job honorably, and I think he did it in his characteristically deliberative and professional way.
That's Ty Cobb, one of the leaders in Major League Baseball hits, by the way. No, a different Ty Cobb. I'm sorry. He went on more to say this about the investigation wrapping up.
I'm sure he wishes it hadn't taken this long, but at the same time, I don't ascribe to the view that he's anything other than an honorable, diligent professional of supreme character.
That's Ty Cobb's talking about Robert Mueller. He disagrees with the president of the United States' opinion on Robert Mueller. Go figure. Scott Goldberg had this to say about what happens next with William Barr. How does this whole process work?
In his letter to Congress, the attorney general says he's reviewing the report and anticipates that he may be in a position to advise lawmakers of the special counsel's principal conclusions as soon as this weekend. Separately, Barr says he intends to consult with Mueller and with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to determine what other information from the report can be released to Congress and the public. Barr says, quote, "I remain committed to as much transparency as possible."
Well, that's a good sign if we expect to ever see what's in that report. Dan Abrams, who's a legal analyst and also the host of Live PD, Dan Abrams had this to say.
If you actually read the regulations, it says the attorney general may determine that public release of these reports would be in the public interest to the extent that release would comply with applicable legal restrictions. So it's basically saying it's in the hands of the attorney general to decide whether, A, it's in the public interest, and then, B, are there any legal hurdles to overcome here?
Well, there you have it. We'll get some more news. But first, let's go to the calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. There are no sealed indictments. NBC has breaking news. There are no sealed indictments in the special counsel Mueller's report. That means that this probe is over. Anything that would be done after this would be done at the Southern District of New York. Kevin and Pendleton, what say you, sir?
You know what, David? Just when I thought that, every time I heard dossier or Mueller or anything related to Russian collusion, I felt to throw up. I just switched the station or don't listen or whatever, regardless of who's playing it. But you know what? I think we still wouldn't hear the end of this. Because this is just something they're going to run right through until the election next year. And you know what? Again, I want to emphasize how turned off millions of us Americans are with the waste of time Republican Party. Because here we have Lindsey, waste of time Graham, jumping up when they don't have control of the House, right? And now he's jumping up and saying, oh, investigate Hillary. Really? I mean, these Republicans are such a waste of time. I don't know why that party still exists,
Well, I mean, so what are you against with the investigation? I mean, first of all, what I never understood about this is that what was the evidence that if there was collusion, I mean, first of all, Russian interference, I could go back to the election of 1972 and find Russian interference. There's always an attempt by Russia to interfere. What made you think that it was only Trump's side that was colluding? And why wouldn't you look at both sides?
And that's the whole thing about it. Why didn't they do that? And as a matter of fact, I disagree with Michael Savage when he was saying, that Trump shouldn't say anything about McCain. And we have a saying in the Caribbean, don't speak ill of the dead. But you know what? When we talk about Kennedy, okay, what's his name? The one who just passed, the so-called lion of the house.
Ted Kennedy, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why didn't the white, like Sean Hannity, the water boy for the Republican Party, Why didn't he talk a lot about that? Why didn't I hear anybody else talking about the collusion that the Democrats were doing when Reagan was in office, right? That's collusion. You know, Hillary and the Clinton Foundation, that's collusion, right? So, you know, it is so disgusting. And that's why, you know, that's why right now here in this part of upstate New York, why the Democrats have made some inroads, because, you know, and running everything in New York State and New York Assembly, because a lot of people just get so turned off, they're not going and vote. And I'm talking both registered Republicans, Democrats, and independents like myself.
I just don't know. If you're trying to get Democrats out for 2020, and you've put so much, I mean, listen, whether or not you're pro-Trump or against Trump, for the last 22 months, we've been told that Robert Mueller was going to execute justice that Hillary Clinton couldn't do herself on election night in 2016, that this was going to be the great equalizer, that the electoral college, the popular vote, the voter suppression, whatever the issues were to come up with excuses why Democrats couldn't defeat Donald Trump in 2016, the Mueller investigation was going to show once and for all, this is a corrupt, dishonorable, unqualified man who the only way he won this election was because Putin helped him do that. They put all of their chips in. Now what, Jerry Nadler is going to come through? Adam Schiff is going to come through? The American people aren't 22 months. They're not going through another 18 months of this nonsense going into a presidential election. They are committing a generational suicide for their party right now if they go with a socialist candidate and they go with the Green New Deal, and they're going to base everything on Russian collusion. I think they're absolutely destroying the party. Forget the candidates and all the nonsense that goes on in a presidential cycle. This is something that you put so much weight in. You can't just brush this off now that you didn't get the result you wanted.
No, no. This is the sad thing about it, that they knew, and I heard you say it, Tom say it, I myself saw this, right? The objective here was to see if they can find any collusion by Trump himself with the Russians, or, right? They can't find that. But guess what? They know we have a huge percentage of people who vote that are low-information voters out there. The fact that, and this is, Trump can control this, you can control this, or I can control this. Like, if we are running for office, we don't know who are genuine people who join our join our cause or whatever, right? Unfortunately, there's been convictions of people who were close to the campaign, right? Whether or not they were justified or not, there were convictions, right? And the Democrats are going to ride that. And for the low-information voter out there, all they're concerned with is that, these are crooked people around Trump. So Trump is crooked, right? And this is what they're going to run to the polls with. And this is why Elijah Cummings and those other waste of time Democrats are going ahead and trying to continue this witch hunt, especially with that office down the Southern District of New York. And I say it was a very, very bad mistake Trump did with his stupid advisors around him by firing Pete Bahara. And you know why? Because the guys around him, like Manafort and others, right, they knew that Bahara would have picked up stuff on them, and thinking that by firing Bahara, they might have gotten off. No, it wouldn't have happened, you know. So again, I don't know. Trump still needs to go outside of that Republican circle and those other advisors around him who are only there for their own benefits, and reach out to us, the people. I have a letter I try to get to Trump for the longest while. I said, Trump, you have a strong base of independents like myself, right? And why don't you try to see if we can in some way work with you to try to get America, keep it on track and make it greater than it already is. But you know what? He still has that wall around him that, you know, that no one can get to him. You know what I'm saying, David?
Right. Well, you know, I think there's a lot of wisdom to the fact that sometimes, you know, one of the things I think Democrats do very well is they find groups of folks that, even though they're not ideologically allied with each other, they still have a common enemy. They're very good at building factions. Where Republicans, we get too ideologically tied up. We conservatives don't like to talk to pro-choice Republicans. We have moderates. We have conservatives. We kind of stay in our own little lane. I think the Democrats are a much better example of fusion, you know, inside their party. They find, you know, sometimes libertarian. Well, look at John McCain was carrying water.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean yeah, look at that, you know. So, yeah, man, David, so I see that, you know, again, you know, I see that this is not the end of this. They're gonna frustrate us more. When I say us, I mean the people who should be going out to the polls and voting, which they didn't last election, right? And that is why out here in my area and elsewhere, in upstate here in New York, which was so red, right? Now it's almost...
It's purple, yeah. Definitely.
Well, yeah.
Kevin, great call. Appreciate your input, man. Thank you for being patient. Kevin in Pendleton. We'll take your calls, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Talk more about the Mueller report. We got that ABC News special coming up at 7. 22 months is how long this has happened. 1,100 times Donald Trump has mentioned the Mueller report on his Twitter account. 1,100 times in 22 months. This is finally over. No more indictments. It appears that the work of Robert Mueller is done. When do we get the report? Welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. Just breaking, Adam Schiff has just tweeted that he is going to ask Bob Mueller to appear in front of his committee to find out why Bob Mueller didn't do what Adam Schiff has no idea why Bob Mueller didn't do. What are you talking about? Adam Schiff is now asking Bob Mueller to testify in front of his committee based on zero evidence of what is even in the report that William Barr now has in his hand. Think about this, Ma. This is the equivalent of the Sean Ryan press conference that he was upset that Carl Paladino forwarded an email about Paris, France, because it upset the people of New Zealand, as an Albany politician holding a press conference in Buffalo. Yeah, Adam Schiff wants Bob Mueller to appear in front of his intelligence committee because he's outraged that, what? What are you outraged about? No one's seen the report. What are you outraged about? He wants to know what the underlying evidence was that dictated that no more indictments are going to be put out in front of a grand jury. All right, Adam Schiff, go ahead. And just a moment ago, you heard from Tom Puckett. Here's what happened. The 6th-ranked UB Bulls defeated the 11th-ranked Arizona State. What are they, Sun Devils? Arizona State, of course, had to win a game to go to the tournament. UB men win 91-74. They're going to move on to play Texas Tech. They're the third-ranked team in the Western region. UB Bulls will play third-ranked Texas Tech. And the UB women, who were ranked 10th, went against the 7th-ranked Rutgers. They crushed them, 82-71. I mean, that game, they were down 5 points with about 5 minutes left to go in that game. UB women absolutely turned the tables, 82-71. They beat Rutgers. They will move on to play the winner of UConn and Townsend. They've yet to play, so whoever wins that game, more than likely UConn. The UB women will play UConn. But again, lots of reasons to be excited if you are a Buffalo sports fan. Sabres aren't going to be the ones to do it. Maybe the Bills, but UB basketball looks great for the future. Buffalo men beat Arizona State 91-74. Bobby Hurley, who used to coach UB, now coaching Arizona State, he gets crushed by the UB Bulls. The men's team 91-74. They'll play Texas Tech. And the UB women really just put a pounding on Rutgers, 82-71. They'll play the winner of UConn Townsend coming up next. Wow. Look at that, UB. Look at them. Makes you so happy. You know? But we've got other things to talk about. The Mueller report is in. It's done. Here's what's coming up on your dial. Just some local programming notes. ABC News is going to have a special update at 7 p.m. We're then going to continue live local coverage. That's what we do at WBEN. Brenda Alisi will be taking your calls. She'll be all the way in here until 10 o'clock tonight. So if you want to stay live and local, talk about the Mueller investigation, anything else on your mind, you might even talk UB Bulls basketball. So you might want to talk about food. Who knows? She's yours until 10 p.m. And we've got the ABC News at 7, then Brenda until 10, and she'll be taking your calls. I'll take your calls until 7. At least I could do. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Texas Terry's all excited that Lubbock, Texas Tech, is going to beat the UB Bulls. I don't think so. No. UB looks really, really good. But who knows? Hey, a lot's going on, though, as far as the Mueller report. We've got more and more information. Here is Ken Starr. Now, remember Ken Starr from former special prosecutions? He was the guy behind the special counsel that dealt with President Bill Clinton. Here's what Ken Starr had to say about the Mueller team wrapping up.
People, frankly, failed to do their homework assuming that there was going to be something having been delivered, as it were, to the people from the summit of Mount Sinai. It just was never in the cards.
Well, so basically what he's saying is that everyone's all upset. Adam Schiff, one of them, demanding to know what's going on. That was never in the scope that was given to the to Robert Mueller. There was never supposed to be a report that was going to Congress. It was always going to Barr. This isn't a razzle-dazzle at the last second. This is what's going on, and here's Ken Starr.
There's no Mueller report to go to Congress, period, full stop. Now, that doesn't mean information isn't going to go, and the Attorney General does have reporting obligations.
But there is not going to be a report that Congress has handed, and they knew that from the very beginning. Once again, this freshman class, they have no, they're trying to eliminate gas combustible engines. They've got enough on their plate. Mary Bruce had this to say about dealing with William Barr and now his responsibilities.
Short of the full report and the underlying evidence, Democrats have made very clear here that they are not going to be satisfied, and they're going to use every tool at their disposal to try and get this information. That includes subpoenas, that includes possibly bringing Mueller himself up here to testify, and it could include going to court to try and get some of that underlying evidence.
Well, here's the thing that really upsets him. Ty Cobb, who represented the president, was the head of the legal team for the president, no longer is. But here's what he said for Democrats to think, well, maybe a Hail Mary and there'll be charges to indict President Trump. Well, Ty Cobb wants to give a little constitutional lesson that that's not really what the Justice Department can do with a sitting president.
The Justice Department position of the Office of Legal Counsel in two opinions in the last 50 years have made very plain a sitting president cannot be indicted. So I don't think there'll be any charges.
That's Ty Cobb, one of the best baseball players ever to play. Different Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb also went on to say that the Justice Department rules are black and white, and anyone who's expecting a Trump indictment, well, quite frankly, that's never going to happen, even if there were grounds that Mueller found. It's just it's a much more difficult process to indict a sitting president, especially if you're going to accuse him for things that were done before he was elected president.
A lot of those details would either be subject to claims of executive privilege or perhaps other claims that are contrary to Justice Department rules, which prevent them from portraying unfavorably people who were not charged.
And how much do you expect us to eventually see? Do you expect the American people to eventually get a hold of this? 803-0930 if you want to call in and chime in. Do you think that the American people are going to have access to this eventually? I mean, should we? Will we? I don't know how they could keep this away, to be honest with you. It's been 22 months. I mean, honestly, if you hide it from the American people, you got more conspiracy, you got more people going crazy. And then Adam Schiff is already asking, for Robert Mueller to testify. You haven't even seen the report. I mean, these Dems are just, listen, everything they do, they are sacrificing any opportunity to hold the House, win the Senate, but most importantly, the most coveted is that executive branch. They want the White House in 2020. It's just not the way you do it. You would hope, you would think, but who knows. Pierre Thomas said this about the speed in which the Attorney General will act this weekend. He expected to write another letter to the House and the Senate and leaders in both committees dealing with the Mueller investigation. Here's Pierre Thomas talking about the speed in which Mr. Barr works.
It will be a fairly lengthy process to go through the report and figure out what can be made public. But there's some hints as to whether we will get some kind of summary from the Attorney General much faster than that. According to the letter, Mr. Barr says, I am reviewing the report and anticipate that I may be in a position to advise you of the special counsel's principal conclusions as soon as this weekend.
Well, here's what we know. Ty Cobb, again, former president, chief of his legal team, went on to detail what we know right now.
A lot of those details would either be subject to claims of executive privilege or perhaps other...
I already heard that part. At any rate, we've got other things that are going on with this Mueller thing. The breaking news in the last hour. Special counsel Robert Mueller, the investigation is wrapped up. No more indictments. At least from his side, it could still go to the Southern District of New York. But as far as he's concerned, the investigation is over. This was not a secret. We heard on Wednesday the report was going to come out. Again, all of the dumps, news dumps that Mueller has done in the past have all come Friday and late in the evening. He never really cared much about giving the media what they wanted. That was the rub on Robert Mueller. He's a straight guy. He appears to shoot straight and be honest. His reputation, people call him, you know, Captain America. They think he's the most honorable guy in the Justice Department, which I don't know if that's exactly a compliment. There hasn't really been a lot of examples of honor in the Justice Department, at least in the last 5 years. We've had some really disturbing stories come out of the FBI, but Robert Mueller's always been able to hold himself to a different level, much respected from many people on both sides of the aisle. It's over. What do you got? Well, if you give you any clue, let me just read you a tweet that just happened moments ago, and this came from, let me see here. Adam Schiff writes, "We will call Bob Mueller to come before our committee," adding that Bill Barr may also come to the committee judiciary, the House Judiciary Committee. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff said to Wolf Blitzer from CNN, "The Congress must see underlying evidence in the Mueller report that there may be criminal activity or show, quote, evidence of compromise, end quote, but did not rise to the level of prosecution." Well, here's the deal. Adam Schiff wants to know why this report isn't being sent to Congress. Well, it never was meant to be sent to Congress, Adam Schiff. What the hell are you talking about? Does this guy know does Adam Schiff have any idea what's even going on? I never thought this investigation would ever end, says one texter. Listen, what do you got after 22 months? You're right at the beginning. No collusion. Then what? Now you got to explain that Hillary Clinton was a horrible candidate. Now you got to go back to the fact that nobody wants to admit that 2016 happened because no one wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton as president. Other news happening in the world, you know, San Antonio, they have an airport. I don't know if you know that. And San Antonio has an airport. And Dennis Foley from ABC says Chick-fil-A is not welcome at the San Antonio airport.
A new contractor originally wanted to put a Panda Express along with local brands inside San Antonio International Airport, but the city staff suggested Chick-fil-A instead during negotiations. But the San Antonio City Council put a kibosh on that in a meeting Thursday over the chicken chain's donations to anti-LGBTQ groups.
The work our city has done to become a champion of equality and inclusion should not be undone so easily, which is why I cannot support the staff recommendation.
That City Councilman Roberto Trevino, the overall deal passed on a 6-4 vote with Chick-fil-A being written out of it. No word on what will replace it. Dennis Foley, ABC News, San Antonio.
No word that Sean Ryan will be running for legislature or assembly in the state of Texas representing San Antonio. They don't want Chick-fil-A because of donations that they've made. Again, okay, fine. All the more Chick-fil-A for Cheektowaga. Cheektowaga doesn't seem to care. It's great chicken. Hey, do you remember Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling? Well, he has served 12 years for fraud and trading, insider trading conspiracy. Enron, huge disaster based out of Houston. They were really the number one energy provider for most of the South and Texas in particular. Well, he's fresh out of prison, and Mark Remlod reports he's looking for work.
Citing people familiar with the matter, the Wall Street Journal reports that Skilling has been approaching former Enron colleagues, hoping to score backing for a new energy venture. One of those cited by the Journal is Lou L. Pai, the former CEO of Enron Energy Services. It's not exactly clear what the energy project would be or what Skilling's role would be. As part of the settlement with the SEC, Skilling is permanently barred from running a public company. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Well, everyone's talking about the Mueller investigation. And what really do we have after 22 months of investigation? We have the president talking about Mueller 1,100 times on his Twitter handle. But what Lana Zak shows the score of what we got after 22 months of Robert Mueller.
In the course of the investigation into Russian collusion, special counsel Robert Mueller has secured guilty pleas from seven individuals, including former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort, deputy Trump campaign manager Rick Gates, former national security advisor Michael Flynn, and President Trump's longtime personal attorney Michael Cohen.
Well, there you have it. What is the history of the special counsel? Well, Lana Zak also filed this story. 22 months. It started in May of 2017, and today it is over. Special counsel Robert Mueller sends his stuff up to William Barr, and from there, it's all on William Barr what he does. Lana Zak filed this story.
Special counsel Robert Mueller was appointed in May 2017 after President Trump suddenly fired FBI Director James Comey. Initially, the president said he fired Comey on the recommendation of justice officials, but then he told NBC News that the Russia investigation actually played a part in his firing of the FBI director, saying, quote, "Regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey." Also saying that ties between the Trump campaign and Russia were, quote, made up. It was that admission that prompted many Republicans to join with Democrats calling for an independent investigation, which brings us to today. Lana Zak, ABC News, Washington.
Aaron Katursky, when the news broke, filed a story about 2 years, 22 months. Robert Mueller, the official Russia investigation is over. Well, what else did we get? We got some perjury. We got some people not paying their taxes. What about the Russians?
The special counsel's investigation revealed the avenues of Russian interference in the 2016 election. A dozen Russian intelligence officers were charged with hacking into Democratic computers before stolen emails were released by WikiLeaks. Another dozen Russians were charged with manipulating social media. A Kremlin-connected lawyer arranged a meeting at Trump Tower with the president's eldest son and others. And at first, the Trump campaign pushed a false story about the reason for that meeting.
Well, now, we'll take your calls, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. I want to remind you that at 7 p.m. after this broadcast, we will have ABC News' live coverage of the Mueller report. It is done. It is in the hands of Attorney General William Barr. From there, it's all really up to William Barr. We've heard multiple reports from ABC News that William Barr will brief members of the House and the Senate as early as tomorrow morning. That could also go over the weekend. We don't know. And all the Democrats screaming about why they're not being briefed by Bob Mueller himself. Well, that was never the case. Maybe if they would have read the actual paperwork, they would have known that that was never promised. Remember that Ken Starr was making the rounds almost a month ago talking about you're not going to expect that. If you wanted the briefing from Bob Mueller, that was never going to happen. So Adam Schiff is now telling everyone that his House Intelligence Committee is going to call Bob Mueller as a witness because they are unhappy with what they know nothing of. They don't even know what's in the report, and they're unhappy. Well, they're unhappy because there's no criminal indictment against Donald Trump, something that even Ty Cobb and other legal experts, Dan Abrams, have said probably was never going to happen anyway. It was, I guess the real goal here was maybe a member of the Trump cabinet, maybe a family member, maybe Don Jr., that Russian meeting in the Trump Tower. Maybe you could have got, Kushner out of it. Nothing. There's no more. It's all over. It's all over. Remember that from the Olympics? Anyway, we'll take, and oh, Brenda Lisa will be here after the ABC News, and we'll have live coverage on WBN all the way until 10 p.m. Why? Why would we do that? Because you are important, and you're not going to get that anywhere else. you watch the news. It's 6 o'clock. That's it. You show up at 11. There's the news. WBN, we're live, we're local all the time, gives you an opportunity to find out what's happening. Here comes ABC News, 7 p.m. Then Brenda Lisa will be taking your calls all the way till 10 p.m. It's Bowerly and Bellavia. We'll see you Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.